how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, we're back, and just a couple of minutes left over here that we're going to hang on to with Greg Felt. And Greg, did you have any response to Joe's questions or comments, particularly on the election and so forth?
Well, the election happened for many reasons. I think mostly because the Democrats failed to run a competent campaign. Even John Podesta, Clinton's campaign manager, admitted that she had little regard, or she had general contempt for the average American. She had been so rarefied living in a very expensive and highly privileged society for so long that she, even by her own admission, had lost touch with Americans. And that came through in her speeches, none of which told Americans anything about themselves. She was there to run for corporations like Goldman Sachs. She admitted she was a Goldman Sachs agent for her years in the Senate. I don't think bringing religion into this is helpful in any way. Religion is a matter of personal belief. It's not it's not a fact that can be empirically proven or used as policy. As far as the Bible Belt voting, the Bible Belt votes, for many reasons, and a lot of them don't like the Clintons. I mean, they could simply have voted for Trump because, well, he was the Republican candidate. The attack on the United States is, well, we had one at the World Trade Center, but I don't know if we're going to go down south there. I don't think the government really cares that much about Bible-believing Christians down in Dixie. And as far as the military goes, the military's job is not to protect Christians. It is to protect Americans. And I'm not sure if Joe is aware of this, but George Washington famously wrote, before the United States was established, or just after the U.S. was established, that the United States is not a Christian country. The United States has no official religion. And one of the things that Washington said, and this is in my book, is that he did not want to see anybody mistreat non-Christians, such as Muslims, which we called Mohammedans or Muslimmen at the time. So the idea that America is a Christian country is untrue. And Christians, although they represent the majority of the religious believers in the country, cannot see this simply as a matter that concerns them alone. It is better, in my view, to see this merely as a political matter, where you have an imperial power, Israel, exploiting and exhausting and pillaging a giant country that has allowed itself to be occupied. A virus can infect a very large body, and that virus can kill the body. And that's what's happened to America. I think best we should do is keep this on a political, secular level, because that is something that people can address. Religion is ephemeral, and it's not something you can really prove or use as a device. Remember, America has religious freedom, and if we bring religion into it, we are again violating yet another part of the Bill of Rights. So I appreciate
that. Well, you know, one thing you say about George Washington is kind of, in a way, it makes me think, because Washington, as you know, dedicated the synagogue in Newport, Rhode Island, which was probably outside of New York, the largest repository of slaves brought here by many of these Murano Jewish ship owners and bankers. And basically, he got his farewell address, and he got his prize and his reciprocation because of that slavery, that he paid homage to the Touro Synagogue in Newport. So he really was injecting himself to some extent in religion, Greg. I find that to be an interesting study in itself.
Greg,
Well, I don't know. The Constitution says that there's no, Congress shall prescribe no religion. And that, I think, supersedes anything that Washington might have done to get any personal benefit. There is no official religion in the United States. That is a fact of the Constitution.
All right, just a final word
here, Greg.
Yes, Joe, quickly.
Greg, I just want to explain that Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of life.
Well, I would...
It's not a religion. It's a way of life.
Well,
people who follow the Scriptures, the laws of the Scriptures, I mean, the Scriptures went to the Commonwealth of England and then to here for the laws. It's a way of life. Don't look at Christianity as a religion.
Well, I don't know
It's not a religion.
Well, a Christian, not to get too wrapped up in this, a Christian doesn't really have to do anything to be a Christian. I mean, a lot of Christians don't read the Bible. They don't go to church. I mean, there is no behavioral component incumbent upon Christians to follow a given life. For example, if you're a Muslim, you have a very strict conservative religion. You have to pray five times a day. You have to give alms to the poor. You have to try to make a pilgrimage in your lifetime. There are many things you have to do in a behavioral way to be a Muslim, but there is no behavioral component to Christianity. So I would have to say that it is not really a way of life.
Well, if you look at the Ten Commandments, break a few of them and see what happens.
Yeah, but that's Jewish. That's not Christian.
I understand.
We're not going to get anywhere with this, though. But I think
I think we should probably leave this off. And
yeah, we do get into this, but in this particular case, where you're dealing with this whole question, I understand from a secular point of view, Greg. I think that that suffices to say what you've said has been basically a very highly documented book in which you deal with the history of Zionism and this whole Jewish supremacy question and how it's wrapped up its tentacles across America and the world now for that matter. And I think as far as that's concerned, I think he does a great job. So basically... you know, we're going to have to break here, Joe and Greg, and I thank you for coming on because the discussion from all points of view should be heard, and I think you have I think you've answered a lot of questions, so I want to thank you again.
Well, I hope people who want to learn about why Trump got elected, there's a lot of reasons for it. Most of it had to do with the fact he won by default, and that's the sad thing about America, where elections are supposed to elect presidents. This was not an election. This was a loser. The best loser won is what happened here.
Yeah, the best of the losers, and the American people winds up being the greatest loser of all. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Greg, hope that you will be back again shortly.
I hope so, too, Rick. I had a fun time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye. All right, now, hey, folks, you know, it's just we don't have much time on this program, you know, these days, and now there's so much going on, so we have to try to keep up with it in a very, a very synoptic way in trying to piece it together. So I have to welcome my old friend and young old friend and perennial guest who's been away for a couple of weeks. I have to welcome him back, too. Art from Philly, and hi, Art. How are you today?
Good, Rick. Glad to be back, and what a fantastic show you had. Had great Felton on here.
Yes.
Right from the horse's mouth, the host and the parasite. It's absolutely amazing. So for the past 2 weeks, I had to deal with, some vacation time and some home repair time. So back on the air. Glad to be back with you guys.
I understand. Well, anyway, let's get into the thick of it. As we speak now, right next door to me in Boston, there is this movement, there is this rally, free speech rally in Boston Free Speech, it's called, in response to what took place in Charlottesville, Virginia, just last Saturday, as a matter of fact, as we were leaving the air. And it seems like within the course now of a week, too many amazing things are happening with great frequency and rapidity. You know, you had the Charlottesville, massacre, as it's called, which has been analyzed by a lot of people. And Jim Fetzer has done a great job as well in basically looking at all of the incongruities and discrepancies and the just plain illogic of what the media have been presenting to us and how this thing evolved. But to me, all of the tripe, you know, the discussions across the world now have degenerated into, they're racist and I'm not, and we have our rights too, but they don't. And what's happening to this country now, America, is very fascinating to me, Art. And I think that we saw it coming. Well, I did some time ago with the election of Trump, my own 2 cents worth. You remember when I said that we will experience a civil war in America, the second civil war, and that using Mr. Trump as a part of that whole dialectic is essential. Zagging instead of zigging with Obama. Now we see the opposite. We see the opposite paradigm of a racist in the White House who's encouraging racists. The American people, the white middle-class Americans, are essentially racist if they have any pride and any sense about white nationalism. So, you know, the media paradigm is there. They've made imbeciles of themselves in the media, as well as Trump playing the fiddle. And so what we have now is basically an all-out declaration of war on white European America. And it's all coming from, I think I see the handwriting coming from that same little kinsmanship tribe. I don't know. How do you feel about all of it?
Well, I would agree with you. One of the things that amazed me about Greg is it didn't understand who actually owns CNN and who actually runs Canada, which is the Brothman Syndicate. They actually run the country.
I said
and
that.
It's, it was surprising to me he wasn't aware of that, how extensive it was. And when they're saying, they're acting like a mafia, they are the mafia, as we've talked about on the show over and over again.
Well, precisely. Right? Precisely. They are it. And they're not pretending to be.
Right.
But what we're seeing with Charlottesville now has been an avalanche of this incredible attack. People are calling it an attack on history, which it is, an attack on ethnicity, which it is, a one-sided attack, an attack on family, an attack on middle America, on those who thought they could find, a new twist and turn in America's course of events with Trump. And yet what they have been faced with is a constant barrage of hate rhetoric. Primarily coming from the other side. I mean, I don't defend any of these Klansmen because, as you know and I know, the origins of the Klan as well as the Bund and the Nazi Party in America were primarily from Cosa Nostra people who also founded the NAACP. So I know the gig, and I know George Schwartz Soros is behind much of this, and the financing is taking place, but this is an incredible resemblance to what took place in Russia in 1917, a new Bolshevik revolution in America, wouldn't you say?
I would say, and it's the same exact power structure that's directly behind it. There is no difference between how those bankers from New York that financed Trotsky and Lenin to take over and turn Russia into a Bolshevik country are the same bankers right now that are doing this to our country. I would make a note, the business council of Donald Trump there. You had the CEO of Merck walk out saying, because he won't speak out. Well, the black community in Philly is so respectful of people's heritage that they basically defaced the monuments of the mayor of Philadelphia, former mayor of Philadelphia, Mayor Rizzo. Whether you like him or not, that shows how unrespectful of the law these people are with on those issues. So they think they're above the law to deface monuments. What if somebody now happens to go to deface the monuments of Martin Luther King down in D.C.?
Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm.
When is it going to stop? They think that it's going to happen on their side, and their monuments aren't going to be defaced. I think they're kidding themselves. All right, so after the monuments gets defaced, what happens next? Then it's going to get very interesting and very dicey and very bloody.
Well, it is going to get that way, and already they're talking about the question of should army bases be named for Confederate generals. Let's remove any vestige of our American heritage on both sides of that evil conflict in the 1860s, and let's just write them off. Now, that's a prescription for sowing hatred, and from hatred comes a reaction, and this is what they want. They want people to be suckered into this on the street level so they can finance both sides again, and we can just kill each other off, brother killing brother again. And this is, as Joe was saying, I understand what he's saying, that this is a divided country of Israel, north and south, from biblical times that few people understand. But we have the northern kingdom and we have the southern kingdom. And what we have is north against south again. And who's financing this? I mean, we know who's doing it. These sons of Cain. And so when you talk about removing, I mean, from army bases, the Confederate generals and statues and portraits and murals and any kind of vestige, now you are setting up your country for an all-out civil war. And that's what they do best. They did it in Bolshevik Russia under the Kerensky regime in, 1917. What they did to Kerensky first was setting up the minority party. And then they came to power. This is a typical Yiddish, Zionist, Jewish tactic that has been used for over a century.
Right. And the first defense to actually deal with them, nationalize the Federal Reserve Bank. Take it away from them. You want to shut them up real fast, nationalize their bank and see how fast they start behaving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a dream come true, isn't it?
Yes.
I want to know how you do that. How do you? Well, I mean, we've seen what others like Ellen Brown have suggested in public banks and so forth, state to state, and making it a real nuisance for them to prosecute states and villages, people in general from doing this. I don't like the idea of Bitcoin, and I don't like the ideas that are being, you know, circulated about cryptocurrencies. I know Russia is using that now in retaliation for the sanctions movement and the new sanctions bill that Trump signed. But I think, you know, it's still basically a matter of individual needs and what you want. I would stick with silver and small denominations of gold and other venues, but definitely the states and the cities and the federal government is nothing but a basket case of debt. We have no money. We have no real constitutional money whatsoever. So that went out a long time ago. And essentially, it really all began, this destruction of our Constitution, in the beginning with the Civil War. The so-called Civil War was an attempt to destroy the whole idea of a Confederacy. The whole idea of an Article of Confederation. Isn't that what we were supposed to be taught in school? An Article of Confederation? You know, that we could have this Confederacy, but not have an ironclad federal government which dictates to us what we can and cannot do as states in violation. That's why we had the 10th Amendment added. You know, the Bill of Rights for that purpose. But no, that's all gone out the window now. You know, World War II was only fought for the Holocaust now. This is what they have kids believing in school. It's what they teach them. You know, they have to teach them a lie. And it's all about saving Jews. And that's all that counts, is saving Jews. Not saving anybody else. Not saving any, you know, people that they and the Jewish state are killing and murdering. But it's all about right and wrong, killing and saving life. And, you know, it's so predictably, pathetically stupid, as Felton said, that if it weren't so tragic, it would be laughable. And it isn't. It's pitiful. Fort Bragg, you know, you got Fort Bragg and a number of other forts, Art, that will be considering this taking down of these, you know, the signs and the entrances and parks and have you. You know, the Confederate soldiers. So far, they said Gettysburg is safe. We won't go after Gettysburg this week. All right. I'll come back with Art, and I want Art to do some talking. Now, we have a lot of ground to cover. We welcome your calls at 800-313-9443. Rick Adams and Art Phillips.
Bye. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, folks, 800-313-9443 is the number, and we're going to take another call or two, but I just want to give Art forum now and have you, Art, tell us things that are on your mind regarding what we're talking about. This is a bigger issue than I think any of us have talked about thus far. And when it comes to economics and this business council, it's just the people that are leaving. I mean, I can almost say good riddance to them, you know, when it comes to Walmart and it comes to Merck and the others. But go ahead. You continue right. To vent your spleen.
On the business council, let's also not mention Intel, you know, the Zionist company from Israel, who basically advertised, we don't need Americans anymore for our jobs. So why are we letting them hire any H-1B visas? Same with Merck. Merck doesn't hire any Americans. They use H-1B visa. So what if we could get Trump to say, well, look, this is what they did. All you have to do is just say, we'll let you have unlimited immigration, $100,000 per person per year. Use all you want. And Merck will say, and Intel will say, hey, it's more expensive for us to hire foreign labor than it is for us to train an American and put them through college. Good, you get the picture. That's how the game's going to be played. That's what we have to do. Very simple. Just change the economic picture. As far as Walmart goes?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to basically invest in other countries through NAFTA, TPP, and put American industry out of work? Real simple. Hey, we'll put a 80% tariff on every Walmart product coming into the country. And we'll actually give you a tax credit for every product that you have made in this country that you export. do what you want. That's all I have to do.
That doesn't seem to be going to happen anytime soon, my friend. I don't think so, huh?
No, I know. But I'm saying, you know, you listen to these politicians and say, well, we can't solve these problems. We can solve these problems by just simply very simple changes in the policy to just make it uneconomical for these big corporations to behave the way they're behaving. And that's the real simple solution. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Let the country fall apart?
Well, you know, they've got a guy as a front man in the White House who is correct. A very poor communicator, because I think, as a previous guest intimated, you know, that he is the kind of guy who can steer the new so-called presidency, the new Republican right, where Reagan could not get away with it, and Nixon certainly couldn't have, and the Bushes were certainly a part of this matrix. But the matrix calls for a bumbling celebrity type of politician that will be used as a springboard, I believe, to help bring down the whole country. Now, many people think it's all about Trump. It's not about Trump. In my opinion, it's all about us. It's about this country. It's about middle America. It's about the nation of America and the European nations that are constantly under attack with the Barcelona and all of this nonsense that's going on now. You know, we've got to keep drumming up this idea of it's ISIS or it's white supremacists or it's homegrown terrorists all over the world, and they're uniting and they're creating a new terror network that we need to fight. And you know, you never see, but you do see them as witnesses. You do see them as victims of all of this nonsense. You never see that particular group of people ever mentioned as perpetrating a crime, either here in the United States or a terrorist incident in Israel, and yet they're behind all of that. Yeah, you know? So that's the new model, the new venue, if you will, for bringing down America. They're dividing and destroying and occupying. You know, the radical left, the Bolsheviks, as we call them, are pictured as basically innocuous people who may have a few hotheads, but essentially they're reacting to the brutality of this new right, this conservative Trump administration. You know, it sounds awfully familiar to me, but you remember the Kent State Massacre, and you remember how that turned America in Vietnam, and at a time when Israel had already conquered more land and taken it from you know, the Sinai and so forth, this post-Vietnam era when Nixon was forced to resign, it accomplished what it was set out to do, the massacre. So, you know, we're seeing this same COINTELPRO operation now.
Right. And when you mentioned Nixon, you also need to realize that was the home ground of Max Fisher, one of the purple gangsters out of Detroit, right there with Mo Dalitz, who set up the Max Fisher School of Business, where? At Kent State University.
Yes.
And he was the one who got us into the Bay of Pigs affair, almost starting a nuclear war to retrieve Havana for his buddy Meyer Lansky to put his casinos back there. That's the Kent State
situation. I'm telling you. You connect the dots. You do it well, Art. Okay. We'll come back with caller two, Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back now, folks. And Art, we're going to take a call first from Kent, I believe, is with us from West Virginia. Hello, Kent. Are you there, Kent?
Yeah, hi, Rick. How you doing?
I got you now. Okay, we have you.
Yeah, it's interesting. We live in an era when it seems like the United States, you know, theoretically is on the verge of falling apart, and Europe as well. And the only country that seems to be growing is that dear little country down there where we love so much. And we've got, I don't know if you saw that link I sent you. I sent you something about information about something called counter.fund.
I did receive an email or two from you. I did, yeah.
Yeah, and it's about how we, you know, they've got all this talk about, you know, people like David Duke and, you know, various other people being defunded off of YouTube and PayPal and sort of thing. So up springs something called counter.fund, which has a big red opening page. Of course, red is also the Republican, so we don't know whether. But there's a white disc with a red hand, almost like a shield with a red hand in it. And it's a counter.fund is a crowdfunding platform built by and for the wider alt-right counterculture. And it goes on to speak of, the first, second paragraph is, a parliamentary House of Lords. Now, why in the world would anybody who is an American, and you know, a loyal American, have anything to do with a House of Lords? And who's from the House of Lords but the Rothschilds? So And it's just unbelievable. And it's like a manifesto of gobbledygook, you know, and it's just incredible what they're up to. And
right.
We want to look, and we want to look at the August 29th, 1897, was the opening of the first Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland, and Herzl wrote in his diary, "At Basel, I founded the Jewish state. If I said this out loud today, I would be answered by universal laughter. Perhaps in 5 years, certainly in 50, everyone will know it." So August 29th is the opening of Basel, which is it's a significant date to them. And, you know how things sometimes happen on those dates. So we may mm-hmm. something in Korea or something here domestically. May, you know, it's all working up, either mm-hmm. one of those scenes.
Well, that's true. That's very true. And, you hear people say, I've heard them say, well, look, all of this, Trump has stood up to them, and he got North Korea to back down. And they forget that North Korea never stood up in the first place until the neocons in this administration charted a course of deliberate provocation. And then they forget the fact that also what we're seeing now is a move by Tillerson and others to move right ahead and try to find an excuse to invade Venezuela for the oil. It's ridiculous. The people, if you don't know who's in the driver's seat, Ken, then you'll never understand where this car is going off the cliff, okay? And that's why people can be led by elections and politicians and movements on both sides into their own destruction. That's what you have to be careful for, right? All right. Thank you very much for calling, Kent. Art, any comment?
No, I think he covered his topic quite well.
All right. Kathleen is next on the program. Hello, Kathleen. Come on up.
Hi, this is Kathleen, Missouri, and I have a question about who controls the data, because I know someone who may tell me, I get the raw data. And I'm like, look, if you think your raw data is controlled by an outside party, you're very naive or just lying to me. So that's my question. Who controls all of the raw data, all of the intelligence agencies in the United States? Are we in control of that, or is another nation?
I have the answer, but let me let Art address this. Art, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, you brought up an interesting subject that they're collecting a lot of information, both commercially and government-wise, personal information. And there should be laws in place to protect us, and there isn't. So anytime you get on Facebook or anything like that, you're giving your information away, and they're building up a sociology profile of you and your whole family around you by your actions there. As far as who controls the data, whoever owns the server on which the data is placed, they're the owners of the data. And you have no protection, no safeguards, and they can do whatever they want with it, including identity theft and using it to profile you on ways to go after you. That's how I see it.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Is the raw data, I'm talking about raw data like the intelligence agencies, like the Army, et cetera, is their raw data has it been compromised probably from the beginning? Because I heard something about, I'm almost leery to say it because I have been getting somewhat veiled threats lately, okay? I don't discuss a lot of what I know on air because of some of the things I've experienced. And, Art, you're in a situation where you have the computer skills and you're very strong, and I think you're unique to stand up to the people who come up against you, but I'm certainly not in that position, so I'm trying to be very delicate here. But I've been basically being intimidated by someone, almost like veiled threats. Do you hear me? That it's been legal since 1995, and supposedly they have very, very, very high access to raw data. This is what you meet in Boston, okay? And you tell this to some people where I am now, unless they're agency people that are retired out here, okay? They think you're crazy. Oh, I'm not crazy, and Art, I think you know that, okay? I went up against, I got involved. You just meet people in Boston all the time that are connected with the agencies. They're everywhere. So I'm just wondering, is it legal since 1995? To view all of the things inside my emails, everything, by someone in the agencies, and are the intelligence agencies, all of their emails, all of their everything compromised because that technology was created by a foreign power?
The answer is yes, yes, and yes. Look at the answer is yes. And you can start protecting yourself by looking for ways to encrypt all the information you have. You use
them. You know what, they think they can get through that, too. And you know what? They see they're Christian conservative. This is the scum that we've got in the white hat type positions. You hear me? Prevaricating, lying constantly. It's just disgusting. So in some ways, we are our own problem. Hear me. You see what I'm saying?
So protection of the data. Look at a program called Echelon, which shows that they've been collecting data on a
cold. I know. See, I'm just not in this situation. I have got this. My computer's so old. But I mentioned something one time to this individual on the phone, and they came back immediately with, oh, no, it was 7 years. That means they've been inside my medical data. You hear me? They've been hacking inside my medical data.
Right.
It's disgusting, and I keep telling them they need to repent, period. Stop prevaricating like you're acting like a big Christian. You know what I'm saying? And he looks just like Trump. I'm sorry to say it. You know, just like him. Exactly the same kind of character. It's nasty. It's disgusting.
Right. Here's my answer.
To somebody. About people.
All right. Let Art answer you now. Calm down a moment.
My answer is real simple. If someone comes up to you like that, just say this. Say, my lawyer is hungry. Can he have you for lunch? Because they're breaking the law.
Are they breaking the law if they're...
Yes, they are.
There
was just a major lawsuit where somebody just won a couple $100 million because someone revealed their medical information.
They didn't reveal it. They're just in there fishing around in it. Do you understand me? Because what they're trying to do is basically I have leverage over them, and they're trying to intimidate me and make them feel threats so that I won't basically, you know, give them any trouble, because what they did was very, very wrong. And probably illegal under military code, what they did to me. Do you understand me? And it's
a
very difficult situation. They are breaking the law. It's not legal. But see, this is what I think, Art, because of some of listening to you guys, I think they're trying to turn their sin and what they did into a, you know, transitioning me for plausible deniability into some kind of, like, I might be a security risk. Do you understand me? That's how they're going to deal with it. They're going to try to demonize me for my knowledge and my gracious upright, you know as well as I do. I am not anti-anything. I'm not pro-anything. I'm just kind of like, I feel whipped. I don't think I can. There's not a light at the end of my tunnel. And I had a social worker in Boston tell me, the light at the end of your tunnel is a freight train, and it's headed straight at you. All right? And they followed all of this with me, and they know exactly what I went through in that building up there where this person, I believe, became in collusion with one of those directors. Bottom line, yeah, and I'm here by myself, so we can talk big, but if you don't have money and access to power and a team to watch your back, and if I go to one of my boys, and even called into one guy early morning RB, and he said, oh, they're not doing it. Yeah, they do it all the time. If you piss off the man in power, I talked to Bamford about it, James Bamford. I saw him in Boston.
I'm just going to tell you what you said to me. You should be talking to a district attorney to start a prosecution. That doesn't cost you any money. Just present the evidence because someone's breaking the law here. And if you can't afford it, get a DA against them, or at least a police officer in the community.
But I can't do this because I don't have the money to do the forensic stuff, and I believe that the connections they have through their fraternity boys, that they could erase and alter the data. Remember, Art, when I first started researching all this, I lost every email account in one fell swoop. You don't even want to know what happened to me, and that's why I'm very careful. But this guy's one of us. He's a wasp, and that really ticks me off worse than the other guy that I got involved with in Boston who was, you know, part of this other group. And honestly, I never thought he was a predator or a psychopath. This guy? Absolutely. And even the social worker I was meeting with said, I wouldn't answer that email of him. He could be a predator. I think he's a predator. He never said that about anyone, okay?
All right, I'll give you this advice. Read the book, Sun Tzu, Art of War, and basically understand that you are in combat with somebody else, and use that strategy and start thinking how you're going to use it to put a stop to it. That's the way you got to do it.
Right.
You got to change your mindset, and I got to take it. I think we're going to go to the next call. Thank you.
Yeah, Kathy, thank you. I understand very much your plight, and we understand why you're in the situation you're in. Individually, we have to try the best we can to fight them. It's not always possible. The system is overwhelming for many of us. Let's take a call from Mike in South Carolina now. Okay, Mike. Hello.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon,
yes,
everyone.
Yes, we can hear you.
Very good. Thank you. Kathy, Missouri. She's always interesting when she calls, and I don't know if I missed it when I was calling in. Was she giving the information about what raw data is being presented and how it's being demonized, basically, against people? Mm-hmm. Was she giving the companies to do that?
She did not specify the companies. She says this was something
okay.
with
there are two companies that do this. The first one's Amdocs, out of Missouri. No. The other one is Comverse, and they're out of New Jersey. Or Philadelphia, I forget which. I think it's New Jersey.
New Jersey, and they're both out of Tel Aviv.
Thank you. They're both companies out of Tel Aviv. They they collect all the raw data, and then they take the raw data, and whoever the agency wants the information, they throw it to them. It's all done. It's intervened. It goes right through Tel Aviv first, and then it's distributed among everybody else. I've known that for years, and so basically what Kathy really needs to know is she's being lined up for depopulation. And when they get people who will have medical issues, they can go in there and they find out the weak spots. They might be giving them a couple pills that they don't need to be taken very quickly or very slowly, just takes them out. But depopulation is primarily where we're going, and there's two reasons for it. Natural resources in the world are being depleted. They're not being restored at all. The population is sucking the natural resources out of this earth. It's got to be stopped. And also, the elites want cheaper labor. Those are major reasons why depopulation is here, and it's happening no matter what. The chloramine in the waters has already taken a lot of people out slowly. Some of your aspartame and your drinks are taking people out. And also your vaccinations are taking people out too. So it's kind of a kosher Jew. I mean, a kosher zoo. And you just have to be aware of what's around you. That's all.
Yes, I agree with you. You're talking about an Israeli connection here, Amdocs and Converse. Go ahead, Art.
They were both caught committing direct espionage against the United States. They're not our friends.
That's correct. And Art, I want to personally thank you for all you do and for putting your neck out on the line too. So I got friends there in Philadelphia, kind of keep an eye on you, on the good eye on you. Okay.
All right.
That's all I've got right now.
Okay. All right, my friend. We thank you for your weekly calls and others as well, Mike. We just again here we are at this stage of the game when we're beset with the enemy on all fronts. Whether it be the cyber world, whether it be the economic world, whether it be the political world, all of these, and most of all, the religious deception today is big, fat, communitarian move to bring everybody together. Now, you're going to hear that all the time. You're hearing it now from this woman, Heather Heyer, you know, who supposedly was killed by Mr. Fields, who just happened to be totally in the dark, you know, tinted windows on this car that went backward, then forward, then backward, and the other car. There were two cars involved in this, and then the so-called helicopter coming down. It didn't take them long to identify another so-called Nazi by the name of Fields. And we've got Kessler involved. We had Richard Spencer involved. And all of these people that have been named are highly suspect as working for the government, working either with the CIA or the FBI and being used in this COINTELPRO operation that we're undergoing in America today. So we're beset with all of this, cyber stalking, cyber threats, no place for hate. Actually began with the ADL mob, didn't it, Art?
Yes, it did.
And now we're hearing no place for hate in America. I got a senator who says, well, people like that should not even be allowed to exist, says Senator Jack Lee. Now, what does that mean? We just put them away in a padded cell and then kill them? We just execute people? Well, if we can do it to them, we can do it to him.
Right. It seems like Senator Jack Lee just committed treason against his country and should be taken out and tar and feathered by the local community. That's what
well,
it seems like.
And you're right. You're right. He should. And White House we have, and we have others now who are being petitioned, the four in my delegation, that they should support this move to criminalize the BDS movement. And so far, they are taking a wishy-washy stand because the ACLU has gotten involved, typically, and they're right for the wrong reasons. But they come along and they say, well, this is too broad a net. This is a dangerous precedent we have. And so they have to reformulate the legislation or come up with an acceptable compromise. Meanwhile, the foot's in the door, you know. So anyway, the camel's got his nose under the tent. All right, Art, we come back with a final summation today. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams on Central.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, we're back now, and Art, as I was saying, the AIPAC lobby is one that is has been questioned as an illegal lobby here in the United States. And during the last election, we heard about the attempt, which has now fizzled because it's been essentially proven to be untrue, about Russiagate and the hacking into the Wiener, the Anthony Wiener and the DNC's websites and their servers. Well, it pretty much has been proven now by testimony and by Julian Assange himself, who said it right from the beginning, that this was not the case. So who really did create this hack and this flow of information and disinformation? Who was responsible for it?
Well, I think it came from Hillary Clinton herself through Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Christine Pelosi, who started this, and also backed up by Senator McCain, all of which have direct ties to the Bronfman Syndicate,
yes.
Is what I see.
You know, McCain has been named by a number of people because he's a CIA asset. You're right. So this is a pretext for war, again, that was based on a false premise.
Right. And as we're talking right now, I just look at the publication. It's called the Orange County Register. It's free, ocregister.com. They're having a protest right now with 350 people on Pacific Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, which is Southern California. Right. And I'm looking at the signs right there. Hate makes us great. No place for hate. Hate, hate, hate. Pro-diversity, okay? Pro-diversity means that we don't want you to hire any white Americans for the jobs. We want them to have the jobs. So I'm just looking at the picture. Anybody can see it. And you can see Bolshevik communism agenda right there, right in our face.
Exactly. Right. And then you have the, you know, the case of the conviction by the federal judge, this woman of Joe Arpaio. And Joe Arpaio, basically, his supporters are asking that Mr. Trump exercise his pardon of this man. And, you know, we haven't heard anything from him. You know, again, the assault is on him, and Trump is genuflecting to the pro-so-called immigration lobby. And he's not doing a thing about that. He's saying essentially nothing about Joe Arpaio, and he should be pardoned. I mean, you know, again, he continued to do his job of rounding up illegals, and he was found in contempt. And this is a violation, they say, of the 2001 decision of the federal court. So here you have a court system that is out of order and totally illegal. The state's trying to exercise some, you know, interventionism here, which is their prerogative. And so this government here is totally out of control. It's a mafia-run government. You're right.
Yeah, right. I wish what I was telling you, that people could just tell me, you know, you're crazy, it's not happening, we don't believe you. But I have people through the years tell me, that's exactly what they said to me. Then they come back to me years later and say, you were right all along. I wish I knew sooner.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Well, then too, you know, better late than never, they say to us. And I have people now coming up to me saying the same thing. You know, we thought you were crazy on the deadly experiment on YouTube. You know, Rick Adams was off the wall crazy. But now we have to say that we were wrong. And that's good that, you know, it's not that I am right. It's that with God, you know the truth. You know what's going to happen. If you believe and you understand it, that all we're doing is just witnessing to his testimony. And that's
Make
the key.
With you and the rest of RBN.
And you as well. And don't forget Art's website, noplaceforcorruption.com. Thank you, Art. And it was good having you back. We'll do it again.
Have a good one.
You as well. All right, folks, thank you. We go to bed now and see what next adventure will take place in this besieged land. Rick Adams saying goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.